Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. I'm Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today we want to talk a little bit about where your treasures lie. Are we looking towards heaven or with our for our treasure? Or are we trying to get our treasure here on earth to have our little bit of heaven here on earth? Prosperity preachers, these name it and claim it, these money guys, they all preach that you deserve the best and you need to do this and do that and pay them, and they'll tell you how to become rich, all in the name of God. We don't, and I don't, adhere to that belief. It's not biblical. It's a man-made program to help people get rich is really what it boils down to, and that's all it is. And that's not part of what the Bible's about. It's not what the Lord intended us for us to do. And I just personally think that the Lord is not happy with it, and that unfortunately for these people that are preaching and teaching these particular doctrines and lifestyles and beliefs, their reward's going to be totally different from what they think it is. And that's just a sad deal. Let me read you, excuse me, a little bit about what it says in the Bible that gives you a little lead into to this. It's from Matthew 6. I'll start with verse 1 and we'll just go to 21. I'll read it here for you. Look it up if you need to sometime and reread through it. Matthew 6, 1 through, like I said, we'll go down to verse 21 and that's all. It says, take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, meaning you, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And verse 14 goes on to say, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now what's this telling us? Wow. In a nutshell, I'll break it down really quick. It's telling us that if you think you're going to have your little piece of heaven here on earth, and you all you can think about is how much money you can get, or how many buildings you can buy, how many homes you can own, how many cars you can drive. You got to have the best clothes. You got to have the best this. You got to have the best that. the most expensive jewelry. You got to have everything of the best that's available to you because you deserve it. That's what so many people believe today. That's what these prosperity preachers, these gospel boys that claim to be called of God, that's what they are preaching. You may not believe me. I just talked to a gentleman today who had no idea that some of this stuff was going on in the church world simply because he goes to church on Sundays and other days during the week. He's involved in his church, but he only sees what his little circle of people do and say. And that's okay to an extent, but he doesn't realize, people don't realize that there's others around him that are being deceived wholeheartedly. I mean, thank God he's in a church that preaches the Bible, that preaches the truth, that doesn't preach the name it and claim it and, you know, slap it and grab it and all this kind of stuff that they preach. They don't preach that you deserve to be a millionaire and you deserve to be wealthy because you deserve it, you deserve it, you deserve it. You know, I don't understand where they get this to start with. I've tried to convince many of them. They come up with all these pieces of scripture tied together, they tie it together to make it sound like a great story. But we all know we're nothing but filthy rags. We all know that. None is righteous, saith the Lord. None is righteous, saith the Lord. So we don't deserve all of this. We deserve nothing. We deserve hell is what we deserve. Only for the grace of God, that he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and to be born again, and what I mean by born again is risen again, not born again like we preach for individuals here on earth, but he was risen again on the third day, brought back to life by God, not by anything else. God. Jesus made it very clear. Destroy this temple, he could bring it back in three, build it back in 3 days. That's what he done. And he done it for us, people. But not so we could be the richest people walking on earth. Not so we could have everything that we want here on earth, including our gold and our silver. And and not to be like Benny Hinn, who said on national TV, on TBN, I don't want my gold in heaven. I want my gold now. Well, you know, he's probably going to get his gold now, and he is. He's rich. But guess what, Benny? The time's coming, brother. The time's coming, brother. If you don't change, you don't stop what you're doing and repent to the Lord of your sins and change, there'll be nothing waiting for you but hell and damnation and torture for an eternity. I hope you can hear this sometime, Benny. For an eternity. That's a long time, Benny. It's a long time, people. And the Lord's telling us, don't lay up your treasures here on earth. Store up your treasures for what's coming for you in heaven. My lands, how plain can it be when he said it? He made it as plain as day, as plain as day, as plain as day. You know, I don't know what is so hard for anybody to understand. I really don't get it. How hard can it be? You know, it says so plainly, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And that's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. It's a shame. It makes you want to cry when you see these people that don't understand that, you know, there's a time coming. There's a time coming, people, when we're going to have to stand in front of the Lord, the judgment seat. The judgment seat. That's why in these verses it continues to tell us that these people, I verily say unto you, they have their reward. They have their reward. They have their reward. 3-4 times it made it very plain, you know, that they have their reward. Meaning that's all they're going to get. They're going to get no more. They're done. It's over with. That's their reward, folks. They got it here on earth. That's what they wanted. The Lord said, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, a mansion of many rooms, a mansion, mind you. What do you want a mansion of our ilk here on earth for? When you got a mansion that God and Jesus builds for you. He's the great architect. My land sakes, we can't build anything that can even compare to what he's got for us. And that's why he's telling these people, don't do this stuff out in the open and try to get away with it. It's not going to work. Benny Hinn, Rod Parsley, Mike Murdoch, you name it, Joyce Meyer, my goodness, Morris Cirillo, Robert Tilton, holy Jerry Seville, Kenneth Copeland, the Hagans, you name it. They're out there preaching that you can have your heaven on earth. Fred Price, my man sakes. Paula White. I mean, man, I could just keep going on and on and on. All the different people that are out there preaching that you deserve to have your wealth and your happiness now, not taking into consideration what the Lord has waiting for you. They're trying to have their heaven on earth because they claim you deserve it. You don't deserve it. What you deserve to do, if you're going to do anything, people, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, repent of your sins, accept Him as your Savior, decide in your mind you're going to turn from your ways, follow Him, Him meaning Jesus, accept Him as your Savior, repent of your sins, follow Him, and share His gospel. Therefore, go ye forth unto all the nations, and spread the gospel. That's what our calling is. That's the Great Commission, people. We're not supposed to be going forth and proclaiming everything we can get our hands on for us. That's not what it's all about. And these guys and girls that are preaching this kind of nonsense, I'm telling you, the Lord made it plain. I'm repeating what He said. I'm not saying it any thing on my own. They already have their reward. The things they're going to get later when they die, they think they're going to go to heaven, be with the Lord, and get a mansion and have all this other stuff. They're not. They're turning away. They've turned from God. They don't want nothing to do with God. They use His name. They use the name of Jesus. They use the Holy Ghost as a tool. You listen to some of these guys. They use the Holy Ghost and Jesus as a tool to be rich. And don't even think for one second I'm jealous of them. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. It has nothing to do with jealousy. I do not want my heaven on earth. I anticipate with an open heart and a joyous heart and a joyous thoughtful mind about my reward that's coming when I die, and the Lord accepts me into heaven and gives me my mansion with streets paved with gold. That's my reward. I'm going to be with the Savior forever. How stupid can people be to have somebody present the true gospel to them and they hear it and then turn around and listen to these clowns out there acting like holier than thou mud hens that are telling people that you deserve to be rich. You deserve your best life now. Trust me, folks, it ain't going to happen. Don't turn from God. Turn to God, the true God, not the man-made God that you're seeing around town. I'm out of time again. Boy, it goes by quick. Love you. God loves you. Listen, if I don't see you this side of heaven, I'll see you at the roll call, folks. And join us on the web at www.forgottenword.org. God bless you. Till tomorrow.